Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me, Mr. Wonderful, here at your service. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. It's all there for free, waiting for you. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. It's an organization of professional business managers who scour the country. They're positioned all over the country helping small businesses and medium-sized businesses put their best foot forward and do a better job of running their businesses. And once a month, those guys get together and report back to Sam on how they see things out there in where the rubber meets the road, out there where you are. Some of these guys are your neighbors, ladies and gentlemen, and they're out there telling Sam so he can report to us and to other folks how the economy's looking right now. How's it been for the last 30 days? What is it going to look like, do we think, the next 60 days? And Sam's here for that report. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jim. A pleasure to be with you.
It's great to have you here, as always. Sam, before we get into the report, I wanted to give you a chance to comment on what I just got through talking about. I was just talking about the small business health plans, and somebody might be saying, when I described those health plans for where small business owners could get together and be as competitive in buying their health care as major corporations are and as trade unions are, and to do something that other people have been doing for decades, to finally allow small business owners to have that ability through their organizations, like their own industry trade group or chambers of commerce who get together, or a national small business organization that like we've some of the folks we've introduced them to on the show before, and somebody might say, well, wow, small business health plans, that makes so much sense. Why would anybody be against that? And Sam, I'm going to say one thing, then I'm going to let you comment. There are people out there, ladies and gentlemen, who truly believe that the government knows better about your business than you do. They know that the government can do a better job of managing your health care, of managing your life, basically. There are people out there who really believe that. I mean, they wake up every morning thinking that the government is smarter than you are, the government is more efficient than you are, the government is a better handler of your business than you are. And one of the things that they believe is that universal health care, paid for and provided for by the government, is better than market-based medical care. And I disagree with that, but there are people who don't, who believe that, and they're the ones who are against this.
Well, and
the more we have small business health plans, the farther away we're moving away from universal health care, and they can't stand that. Sam, go ahead.
Well, I think it's not your standard small business or medium-sized business owner who feels that the government knows best.
That's right.
The challenge is among small business owners that we are kind of an independent group, and it's hard to organize small business owners in something even that is in their best interest. There is strength in numbers.
That's right.
And but we're kind of independent cusses, and so we're it's like herding cats to try to get small business owners to cooperate together to do this. But if they would get together through the organizations that you suggest, and apply their pressure as a unit, then I believe they would get much better rates in health care. It's such a big and rising cost for us all that ultimately I think we could be forced into doing that as the alternative to universal health care, which would be just terrible. The government's not very good at doing anything except defending the country. And in terms of efficiency, let's let the market do it. But part of the market is organizing and strengths and numbers. The unions figured that out many years ago, In this case, where we've got such a rising cost, this is something that is important for small businesses.
Well, and see what happens. There are two issues, Sam. One is the numbers that you talked about, and the other is the kind of coverage that you get.
Yeah.
In some states, all states, it's hard for small business owners to afford single policies, to be able to go out and buy a policy for eight people or something like that. That's hard to do. Small groups are very expensive. But the other thing is the different kinds of coverages in some states that are mandated by those insurance commissioners.
Yeah.
I think it is. I'm not sure, but I think in New York, you have to provide psychiatry, for example. That's not something that everybody needs, and so it shouldn't be part of the basic plan. Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to let Sam make any final comments on this, and we're going to get right into the survey, the Tatum survey of business conditions in the United States, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Tweet Hill.
Mama, it's great.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners, Tatum LLC, I should say. That's their new name. And Sam is with us. Sam, if you've got any more thoughts that you'd like to make on the healthcare issue, you're welcome to do that right now, and then we'll move right into to the survey.
Well, I sort of summarize in my view that healthcare, everybody knows it's a rising cost. Everybody knows that there is strength in numbers. The challenge is getting independent business people and the various groups that support small business people to coordinate in a way that would bring that strength to negotiation to reduce their healthcare costs. And there's the challenge, but there's the opportunity as well.
Right, absolutely. Well said. Now, what's the big news? How have things looked in the last 30 days with your partners?
Well, my partners, you know, we have now well over 500 partners in 30 cities across the country, and our partners work as chief financial officers and in technology, information technology, primarily, and in strategy for clients all over the country and in almost every major industry. And so we survey them to say what's going on and how do you see business conditions. And the month of April was, in our survey, a lot like the month of March, which is really good, really mm-hmm. good.
And first quarter GDP wound up being almost heated, wasn't it? It was 4.8, something like that.
It's surprising.
Shocked a lot of people.
We're viewing right now the second quarter will not be as strong as the first, because of the accumulative effects of rising fuel prices, rising interest rates, and concern about inflation, which creates a certain amount of uncertainty. So, for example, in our survey, we see a decline last month in the commitments to capital expenditures. This reflects a certain degree of uncertainty about the future with the cumulative effect of these things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And yet backlogs are up. There's the employment report that everybody saw was weaker than most people expected. And we think that's not because employers don't want to hire. We think it's because there's a growing shortage of skills. You can't find the people that you really need.
That's right.
And so that's beginning to affect things, too. We're close to operating at capacity. We're adding employees as we can. But overall, we're a little reluctant to commit to capital expenditures at this time, time in the cycle.
Sam, when I speak to small business owners across the country, the as I said earlier in the hour, the number one issue one of the top two issues that I hear, one of them is providing health care, being able to afford health care. The other one is, and these are the same, basically the same issues, really, in a lot of ways, is finding good people. That's the biggest concern small business owners have, and it's one of the reasons. It's one another reason why small business owners are doing what I've been recommending that they do, and that is to, if you want to grow, find a way to grow with technology and hire the people to support the technology. Don't grow with people. Grow with technology, because you can grow faster and you can scale better with technology than you can with people these days.
Well, exactly, and it's clear from what we are seeing that we're continuing to make good strides in productivity. In fact, that was one of the big reports this month, that although the payroll numbers in terms of headcount was a small growth this past month, wages were up. Overall work earnings were up pretty substantially, and productivity was very, very strong. We're getting huge gains in productivity, and that comes largely through technology and working harder,
right. Longer
hours.
Mm-hmm.
And this is typical at this stage in the economic expansion. We're pretty long into this expansion, which really began in 2001. So we're into it pretty well. Question is, how much further can we go? And there's the issue also is, well, when is the Federal Reserve going to quit raising interest rates?
Right.
That's one of the things we also ask about in our survey, is about the outlook for interest rates and the availability of capital.
Right.
And our people are saying, well, we think interest rates are going to continue to rise, and in fact, probably more than most economists think so right now. But capital is readily available. There's huge liquidity, so you can get the money. It's just more expensive. Like
somebody asked me. I was talking to a journalist recently. They were writing an article about this, and they asked me about the availability of capital and what small business owners were doing about that. And I said, well, as interest rates rise and as they approach 10% for some small business owners, that's when investors start looking better and better than they were in the past. What do you think, Sam?
Well, the people who are lenders certainly like getting a higher rate of interest. There's plenty of liquidity in the country, and so with rising interest rates, the investors better.
Because there's
not too penalizing to the businesses right yet.
Stand by when we come back. I'm going to ask Sam what his partners have told him about how fuel prices have affected them. Right after these messages, stay with us.
Skip the life and dangle.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's bringing us the Tatum LLC survey, the Tatum Survey of Economic Conditions for it's the May report, folks. And as you know, this report is or if it's not already, it will be available on my website in the survey section on the homepage. It's also available on Sam's website. Sam, give it to us, please.
The website is TatumLLC.com.
And that you allow them to download it if they want to see the report, don't you?
Sure. You can download it, print it out, or send it to somebody that might find it interesting and helpful in getting perspective on their business. We think that the idea of this is to give a basis where an individual business can compare how it's doing to how others are doing as well. It either will confirm your current experience or contrast with it, and you will see it just helps for perspective to see how it's doing right now. We're not long-term economists. We're business folks just like your audience. And we just gather together and do our survey of the 500 partners, and then we say, this is what we see, 30 days back and 60 days ahead.
And also, folks, check out the website for the things that Tatum LLC does, what these partners do. They're available to help you and your business, perhaps. And if you need some help, if you'd like to get some really strong professional horsepower in your executive ranks. They'll help you to provide that without having to hire a horse full time. Just a really smart guy or lady to come in and help you with your financial or your information systems, and maybe they can do it part time. And that's their business model, and they've helped lots of companies across the country. Sam, what have your people told you about fuel prices?
We're reminded about this every time we take our own cars to the pump and are paying $3 a gallon, almost a third since last year. And so we know that as individuals, we have to either dig into savings or allocate our expenditures differently or reduce our driving. And we think all three are happening. Certainly, it affects. So you do a little better job of planning your driving, and you want your fleet to be more efficient. And I'll bet you that those businesses who have fleets are telling their drivers and to be sure to stay right on the routes and so on. But so cumulatively, it's got to be having a greater effect than what we have seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
there's a tipping point. It hasn't set the economy back too far so far. The economy's been able to absorb it at some point. But at some price out there, Sam, there's a tipping point where it's going to change, isn't it?
We think so, and I think that's part of what our partners are saying about the outlook as compared to the last 30 days. It's one of the factors we're going well. Even though it doesn't seem to have slowed business in a meaningful way, cumulatively, it has got to be having an effect. But we don't discern it looking back in the past 30 days or 60 days. But it presents a cloud on the horizon. Everything that we get is delivered in some fashion using fuel. Everything that's produced uses energy in our...
That somehow can be connected to petroleum.
And it's going to be connected to petroleum, sure. The alternatives simply aren't here yet. And so we think it's cumulatively got to be having an effect, but it doesn't show up in any dramatic way in our survey or in what we see for current conditions.
Sam, in the next... We got about 40 seconds. What do you see for the next 60 days?
Well, we see first of all we see that backlogs are growing because we're not able to keep up with the production of an incoming orders, but we see also a slowing to some degree, so that the second quarter is very likely to be slower, let's say, in growth than the first quarter was, and then our survey does not go out beyond second quarter right now.
Mm-hmm.
But strength is still growing, but maybe at a slower rate.
But even averaging it out, it's still a pretty darn good year so far, right?
It's a great year.
Yeah.
We'll look back at this period of time and say, wow, I remember those conditions.
Those were the good old days. They will look back on these fondly, won't they? Those were the good old days. Those were the halcyon days.
Well,
hey,
really
Sam.
They're quite good, and I'm...
I got to wrap it up, Sam. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for this report. Good job.
You bet. Thanks.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.